Tia reached emergency roadside assistance. My name is Kim. Are you currently in need of roadside assistance?
I'm not on top of the road anymore. I was trying to get my vehicle towed to me.
Okay. Are you calling me from a safe location?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, can I start with your first name?
Willie Easter.
Lily?
Willie, sorry, W-I-L-L-I-E.
W-I-L-L.
I-E.
R-E.
I is an intentional.
Mm-hmm.
E is an Easter.
Mm-hmm.
And then my last name, you're mm-hmm. like the holiday?
It's what?
Easter, like the holiday.
The holiday, okay. Yeah. And a good callback number?
817-420-0257.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and would you like to receive mobile test updates about the status of your service today?
Yes.
Okay, message and data rates may apply. And do you have your membership number?
No. Oh, wait, you know what? I bet I can pull it up off my phone. So I managed to get a ride home. So I'm not with the vehicle right now. But I was trying to get it towed.
Where the vehicle's located?
I don't have an exact location, but it's like halfway between Abilene and Fort Worth. I was headed east to Fort Worth. So it's on Highway 20, about halfway headed east. Because there's a two-hour drive from Abilene to Fort Worth. And I got about an hour in. My car overheated and stopped, and I had to pull it on the side of the road. The closest mile marker that I remember was mile marker 361, again, headed east to Fort Worth.
The thing with that is that we wouldn't need exact or extremely accurate location, because if we send a tow truck person out there based on what you're saying, and your vehicle is not where you say it is, then it's going to be a GOA, going on arrival. And if you have one service every 72 hours, you would have to wait 72 more hours before roadside will pay again, or you can pay out of pocket.
Right.
So usually when you're like in that situation, we can send you an SMS or a text message, and if your location services are on, it will give us your latitude and longitude.
Right. No. Well, see, I mean, I'm at home, because I couldn't stay on the side of the road because I had my two kids with me.
Did you, you know how sometimes iPhones or phones have the ability to see where you parked your car in case you get lost?
Uh-huh.
Does your phone do that?
Like tell you all the locations I've been in the last 24 hours?
Kind of, sort of. And it's like, this is where you parked your car.
It does. I just got to figure out how to get it. Because there was no, like, you know, store or anything. Because I was, like, literally on side of the freeway. I'm just trying to figure out how to get it. Or so So I tried to call another roadside assistance place, and when I sent them my location, they, I guess, geotagged it to 9484 I-20 East Flint, Texas, 76448.
Did they give you a latitude and longitude?
No.
Because usually that's what is taxed with it.
No. Just the pickup. No latitude or longitude. I'm going to go to my Google Maps. My timeline. Okay. This is some trouble waiting on drivers. What is this? It doesn't give me the latitude and longitude for it. Let's see. Yeah, this is where I was at. I'm trying to see if it'll like give me a latitude, longitude.
Okay.
No. It doesn't. It has the little icon of where my car is parked in. But it doesn't give me that.
Do you share your location with anyone?
You know what? I did. Let me go back into her messages. I have it right here. I have it. Okay. I'm hoping this is it because this looked like latitude and longitude. And
okay,
I remember.
I need the membership number.
Let me go back. I accidentally left the paper in the car. But I'm looking at my policy number.
We can try that. What's that?
65/4888-23670.
Okay, let's see.
This is for ID card.
And the address that's registered to your policy?
1000 Justice Way. Apartment 1103, Abilene, Texas, 79602.
And the vehicle that you're calling about?
A 2014 Ford Focus.
And the color of that Ford Focus?
Red.
Red? Okay. And to confirm the reason you need service today?
To get my vehicle to me?
So So, like, your car is not working? It stopped working?
Oh, I'm sorry. So, my engine overheated and my car shut off on me. Overheated engine? Yeah.
All right. Let's see what else. And do you know if your vehicle is an all-wheel drive, four-wheel drive?
Unfortunately, I do not.
What about if you can shift into neutral?
It wouldn't even turn over on me last night. I don't know if that's because I didn't put enough coolant, but I for sure, the last 10 times I tried to, you know, get it to turn over, it wouldn't.
Okay. Say no, it doesn't shift. And is this service result of an accident?
No, ma'am.
Okay. So, where are the keys to the vehicle?
With me. Here's my.
Okay.
Oh my God, and I locked the door. Because they would need to get into the vehicle, right?
It makes it easier and more opt to tow.
This was my first time having to go through something like this. It was almost 11 o'clock at night, and I had two toddlers with me. And I tried calling y'all last night, and I swear I had to wait. There was a 10-minute just elevator music. Twice. Like each time I called, I didn't get anybody. So, oh my God. I have the key to the car with me because my house key is on the same key.
Okay. Will you meet the provider or no?
I won't be able to. Because
okay.
I don't have another vehicle.
Customer has keys. So we're going to do an unattended tow. And I assume you won't need a ride. Okay, you acknowledge and agree that the vehicle is being left unattended and waive all liability?
Ooh, what does that mean?
It means that we're not responsible if something happens to your car before the provider comes to get it.
Oh.
So, like, how your car's just sitting there, like, right now?
Yeah.
If something
like if
happens
somebody...
to it. Yeah.
I would hope nobody hit my car.
Yes.
I mean, I have no other choice. Right? Because I would have no other choice because I would need, like, y'all are my only option as far as I know, as far as getting my car to me. And I'm just hoping that nobody has hit my car. From the time I left it to the time y'all get to it.
I mean, you can call back later when you have a ride if you don't feel comfortable.
I don't know anybody that I could call to, you know, take me an hour out just so I could meet the tow truck. Like, my aunt drove from Fort Worth to where we work to drop us off in Abilene and drove back home. I'm pretty sure the way gas prices are right now, I maxed out her help.
Okay, so you agree?
Yes.
That their vehicles being left unattended? Okay.
Yes. Myra, you love me. Make sure nobody gets in my car.
Okay. What's the latitude and the longitude that you have?
Oh, okay. Let me see, 'cause I hope this is it. It is, let me click on it. 32.484033. And then -98.579333. That's it, right? Ranger tick.
It puts you on Interstate 20 in Strawn, Texas. Strawn.
Yeah, that sounds about right. Well,
and you're a little bit away from Ranger Hill Ranch.
Yeah.
In East Lynn County westbound safety rest area.
Well, I wasn't westbound, I was eastbound.
Well, that's just what it says on a like opposite side of the little map thing. I'm just reading off things that's on the map.
Yes, ma'am.
But is that pretty accurate?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. You said you remember a mile marker. What mile marker was that?
361. I don't know exactly how far I was from mile marker 361, but according to Google Maps, that was the nearest exit I had to take that would have had me loop back or exit.
Okay, and your vehicle's getting towed to what location?
1000 Justice Way.
Okay.
Abilene, Texas, 79602. I think I'm gonna ask.
Okay, it says your benefit covers you up to $50, but we calculated the service costs more than your benefit. If you choose to proceed, which payment options do you have available to you at this time in case the service costs are more than your benefit will cover?
How much will it cost?
That I don't know, but when I secure a quote from our provider, I can call you back to let you know.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay, soon. That's 77 miles.
Mm-hmm.
That's probably like a $400 or $500 tow.
Yeah, no. Oh my God, my bad heart is that. I'm about to. Oh my God, no, I cannot.
Yeah, because it's like starting price is $5 per mile. And then usually they make you pay for them going back to where they came from.
Hmm.
me. Mm-hmm.
I can't avoid that. I'm sorry. I can't avoid that.
I would advise to try AAA because the price that you would pay for a tow, you can have service for a year.
I don't have AAA.
Well, I can leave a ticket open for you.
Okay.
If you change your mind, you can just call back.
Yes, ma'am.
All right, then. You have a good morning now.
Thank you. You too.
You're welcome.